Caldwell's True Life Academy helps intelligent, ambitious people achieve and accomplish amazing things for the purpose of living the life they've always dreamed of. We will show you how to tap into the gifts that we all have been given. True Life Academy gives you the best possible chance of living a life full of wealth, health, love, and personal power. As a certified coach, mediator, speaker, and trainer, Clarence has the skills needed to guide you to the most amazing life you can imagine for yourself, focusing on your relationships, finances, health, and career. So join the Academy and be awakened to your true life, the life you dream of, the life that fulfills your purpose, yes, the life you were intended to live. True Life Academy starts now.
Hello, 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 and welcome, everyone. Welcome to True Life Academy. This is Clarence Caldwell, your host, your guide, and your coach for the week. Thank you for joining. We are still in this brand new year, 2016. It is still January, just for a little while longer. And I just want to make sure that we've started this year off right. The last couple of weeks, I just wanted to remind you, you can actually throw your list of things that you want to get done away. If you just do these three things, you're gonna make a real big difference in your life. First of all, live your life in thanks. Live with an attitude of gratitude. And then secondly, give from your heart. Give when you can. You know, giving is a two-way street. When you're giving, you're receiving at the same time. And then thirdly, because we have this gift, this power to choose love first and then choose, and you'll have fewer regrets. Now, if you've lived your life that way in these past week, then I know you have had an amazing week, and you've made an amazing week for the people around you. So I say hello, welcome, thank you, and good morning. Yes, no matter what time of day it is that you're listening to this, no matter where you are in the world, it is morning, because if you're listening to what we're saying, then you're waking up. You're waking up to your true life. Welcome, good morning to you. And I have an absolute special show for you tonight, this morning. I will tell you this. The person that is going to join us, Jessica Peterson, is an absolute dream. And I think you're going to learn a lot from listening to what she has to say. You're going to hear about her. You're going to hear about her work. And, without further ado, let me just tell you a little bit about her. After a 20-year career in the banking and financial world, Jessica desired to create an agency that had a positive impact, not only for businesses, but also for their clients. Over her 20-year career, she was top sales consistently while creating and implementing strategies utilizing social media. She is passionate in volunteering, reading, traveling, speaking, and author of two books. Wow on Facebook is one of them, and Wow, Now Increase Revenue Today is the other. Jessica has been married for 17 years to Evan, and they have a daughter, a beautiful daughter, who has truly been a blessing after being advised that they could not even have children. They both learned to never say never. Everyone knows Jessica as a connector and a supporter. She has won many awards, such as Top Sales, Top Employee, Top 12 Spirited Women, Top 100 Women in the World. After many years of studying and testing social media, Jessica finally developed a four-step plan of action to grow your business and social media. She has coached many other social media experts and worked with clients around the world. Wow. Jessica, are you there? Please say hello to our listeners.
Oh, I'm here. I'm just in awe. That's one of the most amazing introductions. You are definitely a rock star.
Well, I think the amazing part was reading your bio. That is absolutely, I love that. I love the fact that you've identified somewhere along your career that you wanted to move beyond this issue of having an impact on business and their clients, but just to have a real positive impact on the world.
Aw, well, thank you. And it's a team effort from everybody. And when I walked away from a pretty big career, you know, it was a little bit scary, but I knew that it was time and this was my purpose. And every day I get more and more affirmation about that. And I can't wait to hear other people's purpose and goals and missions in life.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, why don't we do this? Because there's, you know, obviously the bio tells us about what you're doing and why you're doing it, but give us a little bit more background on yourself so that we can fill in the blanks to really understand who Jessica is and how come your message is so important for us.
Well, thank you. I don't know how far back you'd like for me to go, but social media, I remember when Facebook became really big in 2008. So goodness, what is that? It's quite a while ago, 8 years ago. And I was so excited, Clarence, because I thought, yes, here's a way to stay in touch with people and see what they're up to and take an interest and to be connected. And it's been such a journey. I'm always learning. It's always evolving. And I feel so blessed and grateful for the amazing people. And you and I had that brief conversation that played a part even in recently giving a TEDx talk. Yes. And I remember going to people saying, oh, Facebook is just so amazing. Have you checked it out? And everybody thought, what is Facebook? What is this you talk of? And they all were ignoring it. And then by the end of the year, I noticed all those people were on it. And not only on it, but they were addicted to it. So it's something here, and the numbers keep showing to stay. But it's above and beyond the numbers just to have people share their experience, how much of a blessing it's been, not only in their business, but also their personal life.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, let's talk about this thing that you just mentioned it in passing, and it's not in your bio. So I don't know if it's one of those things that is just a hidden gem that you just want to spring on me at the last minute. But this TED Talk, I mean, that is huge to be able to say you've done a TED Talk. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, I practice what I preach. I'm always asked, how are you able to give a TED Talk? And actually, what's even more amazing is I have friends, one of them is giving two this year, and I was just reached out about another one, and I'm thinking on it. And what it really came down to is following my own blueprint to success. But it came from a genuine good place of just taking an interest and staying in touch with people on social media. And the next thing you know, I was nominated. And the next thing you know, the gentleman, he's amazing, who was in charge of putting it on, he was watching me and researching me. So anybody out there who wants to be a TEDx speaker, really make sure your social media profiles, any information that's out there on you, any interviews, is really reflects who you are. And because that'll have such a big bearing.
Excellent. And what was your talk on?
The impact of social media.
Wow. So as you were talking about back in 2008, when not very many people were very familiar with it, your drive to get deeply involved and understand it put you on the leading edge. Some people call it the bleeding edge, because sometimes you do something ahead of everyone else and it's not the right thing. But you had a feeling that this was going to be bigger than a lot of people did, apparently.
Yes, and I don't even know if I really got a leading edge. I thoroughly started diving into it and probably invested too much time. And I love teaching people how to manage their time on it, because I want them to serve, you know, the world out there and not just be on social media all the time. But I did invest in courses. I spent a lot of time. And then from there, it took me several years, but I developed and created my own system on what I found to work very well. And it's all based on relationship building and connecting. And you just never know who people know.
Right, right. You know, it's interesting. I think you and I were connected through social media, which is how we initially met. So what you're saying is absolutely true. I mean, I would have never had this opportunity to be able to interview someone of your stature without that.
Well, thank you. And see, that's another reason why I'm so grateful, because I get to meet awesome people like you and see you serving the world. And it inspires me. So thank you, Clarence.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So when people are on social media, let's just take the personal side first. Obviously, there's a lot of personal stuff that people do there. They share the pictures of family, and that's great as well. Is there something around that you would recommend, as opposed to just being out there fully, or or just let it fly, especially if someone has a business page also?
That is a very good question. A lot of people I meet with, they don't even have any purpose to their social media. It's kind of amazing to me. And I did create recently a small group, the Impact Social Media Impact Challenge. And people said even having that small structure really gave them a better perspective on their purpose on social media. And they were connecting with old friends and meeting and getting together, which is what it's all about. It's not just about in person. It's not just about social media. It's about a combination of everything. And really have your purpose. It blows my mind, Clarence, how many people I meet with and say, well, what's your goal with social media? What would you like to see have happen? And a lot of people didn't know. As a result, I recently created a whole workbook worksheet that's on my website that's complimentary. And it really takes you through that journey step by step and ask key questions. What is your goal and purpose? So you can have some clarification and move ahead with success.
That's a great, great tip right there. I know it took me, I'll say 10 years before I jumped on Facebook because I really didn't see the value for me personally because I didn't have a purpose to be out there. Everyone that I saw out there was just out there. It's like everybody just jumps in the pool. No one's learning to swim. No one's out there for any reason, not even to cool down. They're just in the pool. And I decided not to do that until, of course, the last couple of years, moving forward with this purpose in my business. Then I started to get more active. But a lot of people just don't do that. They're just out there.
Yes, they're just out there. And I always use this illustration. It's like building a house. You wouldn't just start building. You start planning and developing, and it's phase by phase. So the same goes for social media.
Good point. Well, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to find out a little bit more from Jessica on how to build that foundation so that we can build the house, not only for a personal side, but on our business side as well. If you have a business you're starting or you're in the middle of a business, she can help you with that. So we'll be back right after these messages. Thank you.
True Life Academy with certified trainer, mediator, and life coach Clarence Caldwell returns after this short break.
How's your job going these days? Stop the frustration with your career. Give yourself the advantage in breaking through to the next level. What you will need to be successful are the insights and strategies that will work for you. Hi, this is Clarence Caldwell. You know me from True Life Academy, a powerful podcast that is reaching millions of people around the world. What you may not know is that I've spent many years as an executive for some of the largest companies in the United States. Whether you're trying to break the $200,000 income barrier or just wanting a fulfilling career, our leadership mentor programs are just what you need. Visit me at clarencecaldwell.com or call us at 888-309-0917. That's 888-309-0917. Your time is now. Let's break through to the next level of your career.
And ask, is that all there is? Why is this happening to me? Why am I always broke? How am I going to survive this mess? Then join Dr. Geraldine Tegeloff for Nature Spirits Speak, 7 p.m. Tuesday evenings on toginet.com. Geraldine is a metaphysician, nature intuitive, and prosperity coach who shares with you how she went from totally broke to living what she would call her perfectly prosperous life. Through the combination of a wealth of metaphysical knowledge and her amazing ability as an intuitive, Geraldine brings to you the secrets of her magical journey of healing emotionally, spiritually, and financially. As with the ancient seers and master teachers, Geraldine has a unique gift of being able to connect to the simple yet profound messages brought to us by Mother Nature, and happily shares these through Today's Note to Self on her webpage, naturespiritspeak.com. If you need help with your journey, why not connect with Geraldine during her show, Nature Spirit Speak, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Central on toginet.com.
Life Academy, your source for developing the skills and motivation to create an amazing life of purpose and fulfillment. With more transformational keys for success, here is your host, Clarence Caldwell.
Hi, welcome back. We're here with Jessica Peterson, and we are talking about social media, particularly what we were just talking about with Facebook and building, I'll just say building your presence on Facebook and what that really looks like. And a lot of people, Jessica, just get out there just for the sake of being out there. But as you were describing, you wouldn't build a home just by starting to build a home. You would have this foundation built, a strategy, a plan, or something that says, this is what I want to represent. You know, as you were saying that, I was thinking about my posts, and I said, okay, I better go back and check all of my posts. And what do they really represent? I'm very careful not to put anything out there that is very inflammatory relative to politics, et cetera. And that it's hard to do because there are some things that you see online and says, I really agree with that, or I hate hearing that. So you want to post something for or against. And then I just have to step back and say, wait a minute, is that really what I want to use this for? So I just want to get your thoughts on that, because you see a lot of inflammatory stuff out there.
You know, that is a great question. Ironically, I have a lot of people who come to me and say, we want to feel that we can express our viewpoint without offending people. And I always tell people, you can literally have 100 different lives on Facebook and nobody would ever know it. And what you see with me is what you get. But if you do want to sit there and convey your message, there is a way to go ahead and do it. But you have a fantastic Facebook profile. And the reason why we're focusing on Facebook is because statistically, that one has the highest ROI, and also the one that majority of people feel the strongest bond in their life and having an impact. So your profile, I'm cracking up because during the break I was checking it out again. I always have so much fun. As I was saying, it's inspirational. And I have to commend you. Your profile picture is great. Your cover photo clearly states whom you want to attract. Your photos really show and convey who you are. And I have to say, you've done a great job. And big kudos to you, Clarence, because you actually have a link to your Facebook business page. So many people have that link broken. And including a lot of social media experts, I've noticed they have that link broken. And when people are checking you out and clicking on that link, and if it's broken, you could be missing out on some business.
Yes, yes. Oh, that's great. Well, it's good to know. Thank you for that. I didn't know I was going to be evaluated here, but I'm glad I quickly cleaned everything up before our call.
Oh, yeah. No, you have a great profile. And that's step one, because we're all in a research phase. You know, you see a picture of someone with someone, or someone tags you in a post, and we all get a little nosy. Well, who is this Clarence? What is he all about? And, you know, you want to attract your right tribe. So your image and your profile out there is very important.
Yes. Yes. So if you do have a business, and we're separating, for those who don't know, there is a profile that's more personal, I'll call it. And then there's the page, which is more geared toward business. I think everybody knows that by now, but for those who don't, there is a separation there. So Jessica, talk to us about the business page. Is there something we should be doing there? Is the same thing apply? We just have a plan and build from the ground up?
Yeah, absolutely have a plan. And I always say give. Give valuable content, information. And it's so mind-blowing to me how many people say, Jessica, nobody's commenting, sharing, or liking. Well, I hear that quite often, but people are watching. And I mean, I've had several requests recently. People reach out and say, you don't know me, but I've been watching you and I want to hire you. And it just blows my mind. I'm all, well, we actually need to have a conversation, because I got to make sure we're going to be a big fit together. And, you know, I don't just serve anybody, and I want to make sure I can deliver value. But people are always going to be watching.
Yes, yes. That's very important. I will tell you, I fell into that trap also of posting a lot of what I thought were great inspirational, motivational videos and you know, just things out there that I thought, oh, people are just going to love this. And I was getting very few likes, very few comments. And it felt a little frustrating. It felt like, isn't anybody watching? But as you say, even though they may not like or comment, people are still seeing what you're doing.
Oh, absolutely. And I have to say, this shocks me and frustrates me, but it's the facts. I'm meeting more and more people who are going to your business Facebook page and seeing if you are relevant, if you have recent content, and if you don't, they won't hire you. And I mean, I've even met people who have said, I won't even go to Target if I see that you didn't do a really good recent post. And I mean, I can go on and on and on with stories. I've had another recent one where someone reached out to me and said, you need to reach out to this business owner. And I said, why? And they said, well, I was going to hire them and I was going to pay $100,000 to $200,000, but I didn't because of their Facebook profile.
Oh my gosh. Really?
Really. And I can't reach out to the person and be like, you lost out in this business. You know, it's just not who I am, but it happens. And just imagine, Clarence, I mean, how many people are thinking that about you, or you don't even know what business you're missing out on, because we're all in a research phase. I mean, I'm sure you're guilty. I'm guilty. I've never met anybody who has said differently, but we all research. Who is this? Who's this company? What are they up to?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I want to know who I'm going to be working with or following or just who they are. And if nothing else, out of curiosity. But that one question, who is this person, can lead to so much more. And we often forget that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
This is great. I'm smiling and I'm taking notes like crazy, Jessica, because I really want to reinforce this in my own mind. Even on the business page, I've fallen back just a little and started just posting certain things out there because I wasn't getting a lot of what I'd call traffic, comments, likes, and sharing. But I think I really just still need to stay true to the purpose and the message of the page, and then just do what I would do and not try to follow or try to please based on what I'm seeing as a response. Just be you, I guess. Just be me.
Absolutely, because someone could be inspired like me to look at your posts and say, okay, I now need to connect with this Clarence. I now need, and most people won't tell you, well, it's because of this post or whatnot. But it just might be that final piece to really, have someone feel good and secure about working with you.
Yes, yes. So tell us a little bit about your business and the people you work with, how you work with them. I know, I've visited your site. It's an amazing site. In fact, let's do that now. Let's give people a chance to know where to find you, how to reach you, and how to work with you.
Oh, thank you. Well, I love to give. So if they go to customerwowproject.com, they can go ahead and grab, my $100,000 social media blueprint. And I do expand more on that blueprint. And the blueprint, as we talked about, is step one, your image. And step two is building relationships. You just never know who someone may know. So one of my clients, for example, she was so excited because she was connected with someone who said, hey, I have a database of 70,000 people. I'm happy to promote you for free.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Oh my gosh.
So relationships are key. And my husband and I, we set up companies, and one of them recently was a clothing line. And I feel blessed. In the first month, we had, people who were wanting to promote to their sphere. And so we just followed the same blueprint on relationships. And then we had two requests for 100,000 orders. And we were not ready for that. So we had to step back and restructure everything. But it's just the power of relationships, because sometimes it still blows my mind to this day, who knows who. And I don't get starstruck or anything. I think people appreciate that. But, celebrities are even out there, and typically they're out there under some different names, but they value relationships too. And it's just a win-win for people to, give. And you don't want to be a taker. And I know your sphere is definitely not takers, but it goes both ways. Thank you for, doing this for me. What can I do for you?
Yes, yes, absolutely. That's great. So if you didn't catch that, it's customerwowproject.com.
And, correct.
And you can find this blueprint out there. I guess that's at no charge. Is that right, Jessica?
Yeah, it's my gift to people. I love to inspire people and to get people thinking.
Fantastic. Fantastic. I love that. I love the fact that you're giving and that you mentioned that early on in terms of the page as well, to give, give, give. As you noticed at the very top of the show, I say giving is so very important. It's one of the three things we really should be doing. And it is so very important. And you, when you give with the idea of not expecting anything, that's not why you're giving. You're not giving to receive, but you do receive. But you just give because that's what we're here to do. We're here to help each other. Amazing things happen. So thank you for reiterating that message.
Oh, well, thank you for stating the message and spreading it. And then part three of the blueprint, it's really about communication, time management, really have a structured system. When I go into companies, we even get it down, who does what within the company. And we even get it down per minute because I'm in the process of writing a book about giving yourself 9 weeks of vacation. And it's so powerful, when you look at it, 1 hour a day, Clarence, over a year is 9 40-hour weeks.
Wow.
And, even if you save an hour a day in your social media, you're giving yourself all this time back. And I read in a book how 30 seconds a day is over 3 hours a year.
Yes, it adds up. I tell you, we spend that plus, multiply that by a number, doing things that we don't think is wasteful at times, but we often waste a lot of time. And if you can, social media is one of those. We'll just play around on it and find ourselves trapped for an hour or two looking at different posts. There's a way to really utilize it so that you leverage it for your good. And Jessica, I really, really appreciate you sharing this with us. We're going to take another quick break, and we're almost half through, and I just feel like there's so much more to learn from you. But we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Jessica, just give us some three or four, but maybe one or two tips that you would give your clients, and maybe give us some stories behind that as well. We'll be right back after these messages.
Life Academy with certified trainer, mediator, and life coach Clarence Caldwell returns after this short break.
Have you heard? The pages of American Patchwork and Quilting magazine come to life on our new weekly online radio show, American Patchwork and Quilting. Join Pat Sloan, our blogging and quilt designer host, as she talks about the latest trends, ideas, and inspirations. Her guests include quilt pattern designers, authors, quilt shop owners, and our editors. All quilters, just like you. Call in with your questions. Get quilting tips from industry experts. Learn about free patterns. Hear behind-the-scenes stories from our magazines, American Patchwork and Quilting, Quilt Sampler, and Quilts and More. Get the scoop on free stuff and find out more about the best independent quilt shops in North America. To listen to a live show, tune in Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern. Just log on to allpeoplequilt.com/radio. To hear past shows, go to iTunes and search for American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. We hope you'll join us because we know that quilting changes everything.
Welcome to TogiNet. Radio with a cutting edge.
Welcome back to True Life Academy, your source for developing the skills and motivation to create an amazing life of purpose and fulfillment. With more transformational keys for success, here is your host, Clarence Caldwell.
Hello, everyone. I just absolutely know that you're getting so much out of this. There's no way you cannot be getting just a tremendous amount of value out of talking with Jessica today, because everyone is on social media. In fact, I was reading something that is probably a year ago talking about the numbers of people around the planet on this earth who are connected on social media. And it's just a small segment as the internet and the computer generation continues to expand. However, it's in the billions today, and it will be in the multi-billions, close to the entire number of the planet, 6 or 7 billion, before the next couple of years. So I will tell you, this is such an important, important subject. And Jessica, thank you so much for being with us here tonight to talk about this.
Well, thank you for having me and to continue this conversation. I'm having fun.
Great. So let's talk a little bit about social media. I want to get a few tips from you, but before we do that, you've been giving us tips all along, so don't think I haven't been paying attention. I'm feverishly writing them down. But social media overall, there are other sites beyond Facebook, obviously. There's the LinkedIn and Instagram and, gosh, I can't name them all. You had mentioned one to me when we talked in December. You called it Blab. That's the first time I've ever heard Blab. I guess it's connected with Twitter in some way. But since then, I've had several people reach out, and I've had Blab meetings with them, and it's been incredible. So you obviously are on the front edge of this and staying posted on everything that's new. Tell us a little bit about some of the other social media sites out there.
You know, there's so many out there, and what it really comes down to is your business and your goal and your purpose. And I absolutely enjoy sitting down with small businesses, big businesses, and really diving into their purpose and figuring out where they should be focusing their time. And sometimes we just start out with one social media channel and we keep building it up. Pinterest still is pretty high up there on the numbers. There's so many other ones. There's Plague, there's Dude Pens. I mean, I can go on and on and on different ones, but again, it all depends on your purpose, your time, your focus. There was a famous comedian, a late night show. He said, there's so many different social media channels. He goes, by the time I learned all 40 plus of them, he goes, then I realized I wasn't even social. I just got so engrossed in learning everything. And I laugh so hard because that's absolutely true. You know, don't get so wrapped up into it and so overwhelmed, but just have that plan step by step and focus on where you should have your time and energy and effort. But the major player right now is Facebook, and the next is Instagram and Pinterest. LinkedIn is up there as well. Some people consider Amazon to be a social media and some do not, depends on who you ask, but that definitely is a big player and that's one to watch. It's not going anywhere. And they just launched Amazon for service professionals as well. I'm kind of scoping that out and kind of watching it.
Okay, Amazon. I had not heard that one. So that's one to keep an eye out. Maybe it's time to buy some Amazon stock.
it's always hard to say on that, but
you're right. We're not giving stock tips, so don't, please. This is a disclaimer. Don't run out and buy stock and then blame me because it's gone down.
Yeah, exactly. No. My background's financial banking, so that's why I laugh. But and some people, bless their hearts, they take us so literally too, but. So Amazon keeps growing and expanding, and it's always fun to watch what's coming out there. And a lot of people are pretty satisfied with Facebook that I talk with, and the stats show it as well. But I know Instagram's a big player too.
Okay, great. You know, I think the three big ones that I'm using today is Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. LinkedIn because I come from the business world and I have a ton of connections there. And that's more of a B2B environment. Is that true? Or is it becoming more personal and social?
You know, I would say it's becoming a little bit more personal and social, but it's definitely more B2B. But I am finding that people have a higher return on time with Facebook. And it makes sense because, I mean, I have many friends who say Facebook's their close-knit friends, people they trust. And, you know, I have very, very wealthy, influential friends. Connections with billionaires and whatnot. And Facebook is the place to really feel that connection and bond. And if you really think about it, if you're going to hire a service professional, it's typically whom you feel that strong connection, that strong relationship with.
Yes. Particularly if you're an entrepreneur whose service and or business is focused on people living differently or better lives, you're really talking about shifting their approach to life in some cases or going deeper to find purpose or meaning. And that is absolutely something that you've got to connect with someone on before they will listen to what you have to say. So that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And LinkedIn is great. I've gained business there and other people have as well. And again, it all comes down to what's your goal. Whom are you trying to attract? It's probably not so much a B2C. It's definitely more B2B.
Yes. Well, you made a comment when we talked about purpose-powered people. You said living a more meaningful life, and I wrote that down, and I've kept that with me for the last couple of months since we've talked. Tell us what goes through your mind when you even say that, hear it, when you grasp that idea of purpose-powered people.
Well, I'm happy to hear that you resonate with it so well. You know, I just felt so compelled to share stories of other people who are living a life on purpose. And we are in the process of interviewing people, and we've got some amazing people, some famous, some not famous. We went through an application process that was all about, you know, what is your purpose? How are you serving the world? And, you know, people come to me and say, I don't know my purpose, but that's okay, because I know it's hiding in there and it's dying to come out. And Clarence, once I was clear on my purpose, everything else just soared, because once you're connected to, you know, what you need to be doing or whom you need to be serving in this world, everything else just moves at a much faster pace.
Yes. Yes, that makes a lot of sense. I will tell you, having walked away from a corporate America myself, where I spent many years, and I, quite frankly, I thought I was very, very, very good at doing what I was doing, and it paid off, the work paid off, but I was not really on purpose. And even these last couple of years and making that shift to where I know my purpose is, you're right, the world just starts to spin very quickly, and you know, this is the way life is supposed to be lived. This is what it feels like to be in alignment. And I will tell you that is so important. Now, like you mentioned earlier, not everybody knows what that is, and there's nothing wrong with not knowing what your purpose might be. And some people get too wrapped up in saying, oh, I got to find my purpose, got to find my purpose. Sometimes, Jessica, what I tend to tell people, and tell me if this resonates with you, is that as long as you know that you're on the search of, and you're just not sitting back and blind to the fact that there's something calling you, if you're in search of, then that in itself is very, very good, almost good enough, because you're going to keep moving toward that, and that's what really counts.
Oh, absolutely. Because as you're out there acting and doing based on your passions and serving, it'll become more and more clear as time goes on. And, you know, sometimes I have to say it really shocks me on people's purpose. Clarence, I've met people who, you know, their dream job, and I'm not here trying to bash it by any means, but I've heard some people say my dream job is to be a janitor or work at Walmart, or, you know, and I'm grateful for those people, because we all have our own purpose and what makes us happy. And as long as we're out there doing it.
Yes, yes. You're right. It's that would be hard to hear. I'd want to dive a little deeper with that person and say, okay, what really makes your heart sing? What is it that, you know? But you're right. You know, if that's what it is, that's what it is. It's not for anyone else to judge, as long as they're clear. And that would be the only thing, is to make sure they're clear. Not so that they can feel like they've missed something, but so that they can get on their journey correctly and feel aligned with the power that we were intended to feel. I think that's really what it's about.
Yes. And, you know, one of my business partners keeps encouraging me to, you know, launch a division to assist people in discovering their purpose. I'm not currently doing that, but I've noticed some common threads, and please share with me if you found this as well, but there's two common threads. What makes your heart sing? And what did you love to do as a kid? And so many people are discovering a correlation between what they love to do as a kid and what their passions and desires today.
Wow. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better. You know, it was sometime, it might have been this time last year, where I did a solo show on purpose, on finding your purpose. And that second item you mentioned on what is it that you really, really love to do, and what did you always love to do as a kid, that was part of that journey and discovering it. So you're absolutely right on, Jessica.
Yes, and I just led a mastermind last week, and we went on this journey too. Did you have any major events in your life that had a big impact on who you are and serving your purpose? So I always crack up when I share this. I've shared this on only one or two other interviews, but you know, as a kid, I loved to play Barbie, and all my Barbies were structured on when they worked and didn't work, when they volunteered, when they got raises. They were all independent. And I thought that was normal, Clarence, until I go to my girlfriend's houses and all their Barbies are all married and partying. I'm sitting here thinking, well, don't your Barbies have a purpose? And don't they want to strive and volunteer and give and live life to the full? And they all looked at me like I was crazy. But so looking back at that really helps me understand, you know, today and how I've come on my journey.
Mm-hmm. That's very interesting. Gosh. Wow. I wonder what Freud would say.
I don't know.
No, that's very, very, very telling. And I think if we do examine the things in our lives that have happened as we were growing up, we would begin to see certain things that either mirror where we've either made a left or a right, or mirror the journey that we're currently on. And that's an indicator of whether or not we're moving away or toward what it is we're meant to do. I like that. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
So we've got a minute or two before the next break, but is there one thing that you would... Let's just stay on this thing about purpose. So you were talking about looking at what's in your heart and looking at what you'd love to do as a child. Has that relates to, you know, starting a new business or getting on Facebook or getting in social media? Is there a tie there somewhere that you can make very quickly for us?
You know, some people, I do sit down and advise them to share their story, and they can even put it in their about section, because one, you know, and again, it depends, but once you know your purpose and you can convey it, you're going to attract the right people.
Ah, right. I will tell you, Jessica, just asking you an off-the-wall question like that, there's so much gold in your answer. So thank you for that.
Oh, wow. I love gold.
yes. These are platinum answers. So thank you. Uh-huh. We're going to take another quick break here, and we'll be back with Jessica Peterson, where we will talk more about social media, maybe a little bit more about purpose. But Jessica, when we come back, I want you to just tell us what's on your mind, what's in your heart. So we'll be back right after these messages.
Life Academy with certified trainer, mediator, and life coach Clarence Caldwell returns after this short break.
This is TogiNet, cutting edge radio.
We often ask, is that all there is? Why is this happening to me? Why am I always broke? How am I going to survive this mess? Then join Dr. Geraldine Tegeloff for Nature Spirits Speak, 7 p.m. Tuesday evenings on TogiNet.com. Geraldine is a metaphysician, nature intuitive, and prosperity coach who shares with you how she went from totally broke to living what she would call her perfectly prosperous life. Through the combination of a wealth of metaphysical knowledge and her amazing ability as an intuitive, Geraldine brings to you the secrets of her magical journey of healing emotionally, spiritually, and financially. As with the ancient seers and master teachers, Geraldine has a unique gift of being able to connect to the simple yet profound messages brought to us by Mother Nature, and happily shares these through Today's Note to Self on her webpage, naturespiritspeak.com. If you need help with your journey, why not connect with Geraldine during her show, Nature Spirit Speak, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Central on toginet.com.
Welcome back to True Life Academy, your source for developing the skills and motivation to create an amazing life of purpose and fulfillment. With more transformational keys for success, here is your host, Clarence Caldwell.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. We're here with Jessica Peterson, and Jessica is really opening our eyes to social media and really helping us understand not only how to use it and when to use it and where to go about it, but tying it to who we really are. And I think that is so very valuable because, you know, who we are gets displayed on these social media sites, or at least others' view of who we are. You know, it may not be truly the depth of who we are, but it's what people see. And I think it's so very important, if you're going to be on social media, that you share with what it is you want people to see and a part of that should be who you truly are. So Jessica, as we're talking through this, I want to just kind of open it up for, you know, it's just been a conversation that we've had. There's not been any planned questions that I've asked you. And I'm very, very glad that you're okay with that. But I'd also just like to open it up and make sure that we've covered any and everything that you would like to share with us. If I've missed anything, please let me know. Otherwise, I'll just keep firing off-the-wall questions at you.
I love off-the-wall questions. It gets me to think, so I love it. Thank you.
Sure. I'll just say, as the social media sites continue to grow, there's one that after another that just keeps coming. You mentioned the top two or three that seem to have the most impact today. Do you think that will always remain? That Facebook is really one of the most powerful ones, and many more people are joining every day. From what you've seen and what you're seeing, there is a little bit of shift, but you think it's going to be a major shift? You mentioned Amazon, but you think anything else out there that we might want to pay attention to?
I don't foresee anything major shift, and that's not just coming from my viewpoint, but it's a lot of reports and studies I've read. I'm a little bit of a research nerd. Even in school, I would sometimes leave recess, go sneak in the library just to read. So I love to read, and the reports are saying it's here for the long run. And if anything was to overtake it, it's going to have to be pretty powerful. For such a massive group, like you said, over a billion people to start shifting away and leaving, it's going to have to be pretty powerful. And I don't know what could really replace that.
Yes. I think you're probably right on there. When you, first of all, let me just let everyone know again how to reach you. So can you just share again how they can reach you and what they can find once they reach out to you?
Oh, thank you for asking. They can go to customerwowproject.com, and they can connect with me, and you know, we can connect with a discovery session. They can grab my complimentary $100,000 social media blueprint and workbook. So I'm all about, you know, giving back to people, and I would just love to see them make a bigger impact, not only in their business, but other people's lives.
Excellent. Now, you obviously have clients that you work with. Do you work with them on a coaching basis, where you coach them through their social media presence or through their business? Or what does that look like?
Yes, definitely our strength is more of the coaching consulting arena. I do have people who are part of my team who do more management, or I do have connections, refer out for website development. It's fascinating to me how we're brought in to consult on what to say on a website or to convey, but the actual building part, I leave that more to programmers. We know how to build, and we used to, but we're really focused on our strength, which is at coaching and consulting. And as you mentioned earlier, even some other social media experts we've, you know, had the honor to coach and teach, and some of them, it's been almost a year, and now we're starting to bring them in on projects. So that's super fun to, you know, bring them in on projects and to just, you know, keep spreading the message.
Yes. Excellent. The when people are trying to increase the level of, let's just say, engagement on social media, let's say for their business, what are some of the things that you're seeing that they're not quite doing well that keeps that from happening?
Oh, there's many factors. One is time management. Two is not having a plan of action or structure. They're just, you know, taking it day by day and just winging it. And, you know, it doesn't mean that we are a good fit, but really do invest in a social media agency. Really do invest in someone. You know, it's kind of like that famous story. You wouldn't, you know, try and diagnose yourself or just go see any doctor. So really go do, you know, to the experts. I use that term very cautiously, because even all of us social media people, we're always learning, and it's something that's not going away, and it is evolving. And it's so fascinating. Even the whole conversation of email marketing, is that here to stay, or is that going to go? And, you know, it's always constantly evolving and changing. And I do agree with the reports that this is the year for relationship marketing. And that's something over the years that we've always been big fans of, because as we talked about earlier as to why, but not only are you bringing more joy in other people or businesses' lives, but you're spreading your message much quicker.
Yes. Okay, good. Good. Thank you. So when you were, let's talk about your TED Talk, because that one still fascinates me. And you, even though I asked you about it, you told me a little bit about it and you just kept moving forward. So I want to live in that moment with you. You had the opportunity. We won't go into how you got that opportunity. You did mention that people were reaching out to you and they saw what you were about and invited you in. But you, when you stepped on stage there, can you talk to us about what that felt like?
Well, I have to be frank. I was so sick. I was so sick that day. I got the flu, but it's okay. And the whole experience. And you know what? Before I stepped on stage, I had two amazing gentlemen, one before me, right before me, one that was going to be right after me. And just to see that they were so nervous. And then I stepped in and I'm trying to pump them up. And then I was sharing about the power pose with Amy Cuddy, which is my favorite TED Talk, and they've never even heard of it. So I'm trying to show them the power pose and encourage and pump them up. But you know what? By me trying to help and support them, it took it away from being on me. And then, you know, I still have people who reach out and say, thank you for the message. And the message, basically, I just felt really compelled to give it, because you know, sometimes people don't realize, and this is how customer wow, you know, one small act of kindness can wow someone. And it not only will benefit your business, but your life. And I share the experience of a gentleman whose life was saved because of Facebook, social media. I talk about how people's lives are more enriched. And I will share with you that there was a study I shared in there, and it sticks with me very strong, that the top five regrets that the dying have, that top five, one of them is not staying in touch with their friends.
Yeah. I can see how that would be in there for sure. I think about that from time to time and just think, I've lost touch of so-and-so and so-and-so, and it's been years and years. So yeah, I can certainly see how that would play in there. Relationships, yeah. So very important.
Oh yeah, absolutely, so important. And I always tell people to think big. I just worked with a gentleman, you know, he's like, I can't get anybody to even talk with me. So we went through the fundamental steps and I said, think of your top 20. He came with his top four and I said, okay. And he got two meetings with his top four. Mm-hmm. So really think big and realize that there is a process to it. Yeah, just really think big. And if anybody, I mean, that is a common question. How'd you become a TEDx speaker? And it wasn't just one thing or another, but it's really about, what are you portraying online? Because they're going to look you up. Are people nominating you? Are you building relationships? Because you just never know where it may go.
Yes. That's wonderful. Such value in your words. And it sounds like you may have another opportunity coming soon. Did I hear that earlier?
Well, I was approached about possibly giving another one, and I don't know. I don't know. Clarence, what's so funny about this is I never dreamed of being a speaker. And it amazes me. And again, I'm so grateful. I keep having speaking gigs left and right. It just never was on the top of my list. So we'll have to see where it goes.
That's great. You know, there are so many people who are like just dying to be in that position. They're spending literally tens of thousands of dollars to become professional speakers and haven't gotten a speaking gig.
I know. And that breaks my heart. That totally. And I actually have worked with speakers and we've turned that around with really good results. But I don't claim to be a speaker's coach or anything, but I was the kid in school that I would turn red and hated to get in front of everybody. I didn't like attention. I've shared this before. Even when I was homecoming princess in high school, I resigned. I said, we're all equal human beings. We're all equal human beings and just love everybody. Right.
Oh my goodness. Are you kidding me? You resigned from me.
I know. But I don't like attention, and we're all equal human beings. I'm a firm believer, but we all have our own strengths, right? And
right.
If someone wants to be a speaker and to be out there with a message, you know, what is your message and what good are you creating, and serve with a purpose?
Yes. Yes. Wow. This is fabulous. I love the, you know, you're sharing, I don't know if it's this just who you are or the way you are, but you're sharing yourself in such a way that not many guests do on this show, even though this show lends itself to that. You are stepping right in, and I love that. So thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. Are you trying to tell me I'm TMI?
No. No. I think it's perfect. It's, if every show was like this, I'd happily do a show a day. This was fantastic.
Oh, goodness.
So think big. I like that. Think big, and that will certainly serve you well. Even if you shoot high and you only get so far, you're still going to be a lot further than where you are. So I love that. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for letting me share. Yeah, it reminds me of my daughter. She keeps begging for a puppy, and I always tell her power of thoughts. And she goes, but Mom, I keep thinking about a puppy every day. It isn't happening. And then I say, but in due time, the right time, you know, don't give up on that dream, those thoughts.
Good. Yeah, thoughts are so very important. They create our reality. And a lot of people want the reality now, and they lose patience. So they stop thinking, and they stop focusing those thoughts in those areas. And of course, nothing happens. So to attract what you want, you really have to stay focused and persistent with that.
Absolutely. So any other dying questions you have for me, Clarence?
Well, I probably do, but I don't want to run out of time in the middle of your answer. But what I do want to say, Jessica, is that it's been an absolute pleasure having you with us this morning. And I really, really honor the work that you're doing. I thank you so much for what you were giving, what you have given, what you continue to give. And I will continue to follow you on social media. So thank you for being here with us.
Well, thank you for all the good and for being my friend, Clarence.
Absolutely. My pleasure. All right, everyone. I think that does it for us this week. So before next week, remember, live with an attitude of gratitude. You can't be happy unless you are thankful first. Give when you can. And because you have the power to choose, love first and then choose, and you'll have an amazing week. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you for joining us on today's True Life Academy. Certified coach, trainer, and motivational speaker Clarence Caldwell returns next week at this same time to share his keys to success to help you achieve the life you dream of. Yes, the life you were intended to live.